and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Early summer feels more like the middle of the season in a large part of the South, from Florida to Texas. The heat problem is especially acute in West Texas, about 2 days after a deadly tornado and storms that left thousands there without power. Governor Greg Abbott took a firsthand look.
I know that they are going to rebuild because they have the spirit and the drive and the determination that is needed for a community like this to rebuild from such an unprecedented amount of decimation.
The National Weather Service is warning that the heat index could hit 120 degrees in parts of Texas, also 112 in Louisiana, and about 105 around Miami. Overseas, Russian President Putin met with, listened to, a delegation of leaders from Africa with suggestions to end his war in Ukraine, some of which he dismissed as misguided. Ukraine not terribly enthusiastic about them either. Back here, domestic politics much in evidence. In Philadelphia, as President Biden addressed some of his normal constituency with some of his normal proposals.
I made a promise, and I'll keep it for the next 4 years if I'm elected, that no one making under $400,000 will see a penny of their federal taxes go up. And they haven't. I kept that promise, and I will keep it. But it's about time the super wealthy start paying their fair share.
While he was in Philadelphia, the president checked on that stretch of Interstate 95 that collapsed a week ago after a vehicle fire below. That has meant big traffic headaches in that area, but Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro now voices optimism about relief sooner than expected.
I can state with confidence that we will have I-95 reopened within the next 2 weeks.
Which would be far sooner than the original projections of months. Back overseas now to London for an odd sort of celebration, the birthday of King Charles. That actually is in November. But there is this June tradition of celebrating it with the trooping of the color festivities.
The red arrows with their red, white and blue vapor trails. The crowds cheer and the king and other members of the royal family respond with fair waves and a royal salute.
Nicholas Witchell is the BBC's Royals correspondent. AAA's national average for a gallon of regular gasoline now 358. Quiet end for the Wall Street week. The Dow was down 109 points on Friday. This is CBS News.
No fees or minimums and no overdraft fees are another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after rebate plus 2x O Rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in two wins. Gingras Thompson and Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 81. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night, lows level off around 58, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last Friday before the election. The Pink Floyd Echoes of Pompeii concert weekend at the Barrymore Theater. Our buddy Rocker's going to join us at 4:20. Rocker threatens to have another pair of tickets to give away on this big program today. Also coming up in the Happier Happy Hour, my partner, CEO of Civic Media, Sage Weil, he's coming on the big program, and he's going to answer the haters. There are some haters that don't love us as much as you find people do. So we'll discuss in the Happier Happy Hour. And also, I've got a gift suggestion. The weather's starting to turn. It's fall-like, if nothing else. Felt like summer this week, and now it's going to turn a little cooler, at least a little stormy. You with me, Dom?
Yeah, it's a little stormy out there, Crudy. Happy Friday, buddy.
Oh, thank you. Back at you, man. A little freaky Friday. Last Friday before the midterms. You looking forward to it, Dom?
Yeah,
well, the midterms and the weekend. I know you live for the weekend.
It has been off the hook, man. We've been burning the candle at both ends, as a lot of people in this political world have been doing. So, audience, man, stick it together. Keep it together. We can do this. Just a few more days.
You know, I saw my partner yesterday, and I said, you know what this company really needs? For everyone to go get drunk. I wish we were in the same town, buddy. We'd do it. Well, that'll have to wait until Tuesday night, election night.
Oh, well, I'll be there tomorrow, Crudy.
Oh, you're coming to Maine? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. You're going to be
Pink Floyd tribute band, man. Absolutely.
Echoes of Pompeii at the Barrymore Theater. I understand there's probably some tickets still available for sale. And also, although I have not yet confirmed, one more pair.
Ooh.
We're giving away on today's show.
Awesome.
So, Dom, you get a pair, and I get a pair. And Farmer Bill got a pair, and I forget, we gave a pair earlier this week, so we got one more pair to give. We give and we give around here, Dom.
Give till it hurts, baby.
And we also, you know, we allow you to give as well. Give us a call, see what I did there, 844
967-2789. Dom, we air the grievances on Friday. And let me just tell you, my wife's been out of town. She's been doing a little shopping. Even in her absence, the Amazon boxes, they come to the house. And I haven't done any of my shopping yet. None like, of my holiday of, like, shopping.
Holiday, man? Come on, man.
Get an early start.
It's November, like, buddy. Yeah, don't worry about it, man. Go the night of.
Well, it's easy to shop for the ones you're close to, the ones you love, Dom, because you pay attention and you... I know you do. You're probably a wonder... No, actually, it's
no,
not you.
I'm
you're
not
a bad gift giver. I try to be a thoughtful gift giver, you know. At least for those that, you know, make me thoughtful.
Ah, you know, loose joints is always a big one for me. I got to say, hey, I wrapped you something. Huh?
Huh? Dominic, I have a gift suggestion for you and everyone in the audience, you know, for the holidays, from our friends over at the Penzi Spice, you know, the spice retailer, and their new mixing up business and politics for the holiday is the January 6th gift box, Dom. As it says here at the Journal Sentinel, I found it just a few minutes ago, Dom. Penzi's is at it again. It's no secret the Wauwatosa-based spice and seasoning company has a political agenda. It did, after all, introduce a spice named Outrage of Love, criticizing Republican lawmakers in their response to the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. This election season, Penzi has been offering a January 6th box with three different spices, the largest of which is called Justice. The label reads, "Justice is the light that has guided America through every storm. Now one party wants to obstruct it, twist it, steal it away from we the people to gift it to their donors." It also carries the not-so-subtle message, season liberally. Dom, the two other seasons, one called Pasta Sprinkle and the other Mural of Flavor, don't seem to carry any political overtones. Why, Penzi's? Why? Penzi's has locations in 24 states and has been offering the boxes a free gift with the purchases of $10 or more while supplies last and selling it online. Along with spice jars, the box included a red, white, and blue heart-shaped sticker that says, "I will vote 11-8-2022 and remember January 6th.
So it's just one jar that says justice on it. I mean, come on. Oh, I certainly appreciate it. I love Penzi's for their, you know, lefty political activism and sticking it to the righties.
There's a little more
there.
There's a little more cleverness, Dom. The box also comes with tip cards detailing dishes that pair well with each of these spices in the box. There's a fourth card that encourages customers to remember January 6th and November. Kind of has a rhymey quality to it, doesn't it, Dom? Here's a little quote. "On January 6th, the top leaders of the Republican Party plotted to overthrow our democracy," the card reads. "Since that day, all Republicans in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. Congress have either agreed to obstruct the investigation of the Republican coup leaders or have been removed from power in their party for refusing to do so." Well, that seems quite pointed, Dom, if not just a little spicy. This is far from the first time the company or CEO Bill Penzi has taken political stance. In the past, revenue from the online store was used for online ads calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump. A few other prominent companies tend to be associated with one political leaning or the other. Well, Dom, we know about the Uhlines, Richard and Dick and Elizabeth, big donors to Republican causes, right?
Yes.
And there's also what? Well, I guess it's mostly them and the Penzies, according to this article.
Well, can't forget ABC Supply, the widow Hendricks.
Dominic Penzies was unable to make someone available for comment Friday. But on the company's website, the owner blasts Republicans and says if companies can't tolerate that, I'm sad to say you might be happier elsewhere.
If customers cannot tolerate it, you might be happier elsewhere.
That Bill Penzi, he's a little salty, Dom.
Yeah, see what you did there as well. That's cute. I'm glad. Good. You know, it's, it, you know, kind of continues on the tradition at Penzies. But you could have, you know, what about like bear spray? You know, something more. Some of the weapons that were used. You know, flagpole. This. You know, these. You know, incorporate perhaps
pepper
a little
spray
more
spray spice.
Yeah, there you go, pepper spray. Like that.
When you
like
want to spice it up at home,
a little pepper spray.
Dominic, you want to hear another tradition? Ron Johnson fighting for tax cuts.
Of course.
There is a new article, Daniel Bice, Mary Spicuzza, and Andrew Hahn at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here in our backyard, Dom. Obviously, 4 days till the midterm elections. And what was described as America's most vulnerable incumbent Republican, Ron Johnson. Well, Dom, a little late breaking news, a little late for an October surprise, but this should surprise no one in the audience. Apparently, Ron put together some tax cuts that benefited his family as they were amassing luxury real estate all around the country. Shocker. Let's read beyond the headlines, Tom. Gonna help me on this one?
I'll jump in. Johnson has acknowledged that a major provision he fought to insert in Trump's signature 2017 tax bill helped his old plastics firm and many others financially. What he didn't say was how much it could be benefiting members of his family. The provision
gave it in the family time.
Yeah, man. The provision gave a huge tax cut to companies called pass-throughs, limited liability companies, and other firms that pass all their income onto the owners or investors. Companies structured this way, often small, family-owned businesses, are not subject to corporate income tax. They pay at the personal tax rate, Curdy. Records show that Johnson's three adult children are the beneficiaries of a family trust and are listed as managers of about 10 companies registered with the State Department of Financial Institutions. Many of the companies also list Johnson's wife, Jane, as a manager. Those LLCs and
you
the family
shell
trusts,
corporations.
Hey, you can set up an LLC for like $150 with the state. Those LLCs and the family trust own about 24 properties around the nation with assessed values of about $21 million, according to the Journal Ooh, Sentinel Review of
nice
Property Records
portfolio.
And other documents. Of course, he faces off against Mandela on Tuesday. Johnson's family real estate investments include two waterfront homes with sweeping views worth a combined $3 million on the picturesque San Juan Islands in the state of Washington. Four condominiums near a ski resort in Park City, Utah. Three Florida houses worth a total of $4 million. A $1.5 million Washington, D.C. townhome on Constitution Avenue. And two Fish Creek condominiums in Door County. Johnson and his wife also have an LLC that owns the building and property for Packer LLC, the Oshkosh plastics firm he sold in 2020. On his U.S. Senate financial disclosure form, Johnson said he receives between $100,000 and $1 million annually in rent on the property valued from $5 to $25 million. And two Johnson family companies that own the most properties are JFT Investments and Atlas Capital RE.
Dominic, let me take over. In May, Johnson and his wife listed assets worth $16.5 million and $78.3 million, about the same as the previous year. Johnson wasn't required to list his salary of $174,000. But you know what he's been saying, Dom. On a number of occasions, the Wisconsin Republican has complained about only doubling his net worth since taking office in 2011.
Oh, poor guy, man. What a sacrifice.
He could have made more and had not taken all his marketable securities and placed them in cash. But apparently, Dom, he's been making up for it in shrewd real estate investments, shielded, and tax trusts, right? What a sweet deal for him and the family. You know, it's a legacy. If you can't give your family a little nepotism through the tax codes or your big donors, who are you gonna favor? Certainly not the working man.
Not working for the people, man. Who's got time for that?
Come back working for you, Devil's Advocates.
So they say.
Democracy matters, especially when it is inconvenient.
The exact exchange and nuance of phrase in this ritual is very important.
Because we're very high.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties will be presenting the Alice Report at the McMillan Library All-Purpose Room, June 22nd at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Registration is appreciated. Contact Ben at 715-421-0390 or Ben at uwswac.org. VFW Post 2534 and VVA Chapter 101 will be having their next Brat Fry on Saturday, June 24th at the Quality Foods on West Grand Avenue from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Proceeds benefit veterans throughout central Wisconsin.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'm wearing the red. Badger weekend, baby. Badgers play in Michigan State in hockey at 6 o'clock. We're kind of the pregame show for WFHR because they got our Badger hockey outlet, Civic Media app, if you don't have it yet. You know, you can stream the Badgers on the Civic Media app. And also this weekend, got a Badger football game. Looking forward to that. And also, Dom, you know, around here, we like to unplug from the politics a little bit on the weekend, even the weekend before the election. And when we do so, might as well go to a Pink Floyd show at the Barrymore Theater, Echoes of Pompeii, and our buddy Rocker from Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, this is kind of your guys' party going on, isn't it?
That's right, Trudy. Max Inc. Radio presents, along with the Barrymore Theater, Echoes of Pompeii. And they're a tribute to Pink Floyd, and they're from the Chicago area. And they've been doing this for about 20 years, so they're just an amazing 11-piece band. And I brought them in here 2019. They played Madison at Atwood Fest and completely blew away the crowd. There's probably 6,000 people, you know, singing to all the songs. And this time we're bringing them up to the Barrymore Theater with the laser light show, the big screens, two sets, and they're also going to play Wish You Were Here, the album, in its full entirety.
That's awesome.
And so this is going to be a fun show. Plus, like, you know, tons of hits, tons of Dark Side, tons of Animals. You know, they don't miss a thing.
Rocker, I hear you guys on Saturday night doing the rock and roll show, and you have many of the local musicians in, and I love hearing their stories. Can I tell you my Wish You Were Here story? When I was a young private first class in the Army, I had the Wish You Were Here cassette tape on my Walkman, and I would play it all night until I fell asleep in my bunk thinking, God, I had to get up in like 4 hours. But I listened to that album constantly, man. That was my favorite album in the Army, Rocker.
Oh, man, I know. Well, you know, Wish You Were Here is, well, I think Wish You Were Here, the actual song, is their most popular song, without a doubt. And I think everybody loves Wish You Were Here. When they were playing Atwood Fest, it was completely unbelievable because they kind of stopped playing during the chorus, and the audience, all 6,000 people, just continued singing a cappella.
Yeah, that's
and it was
awesome.
Probably one of the most amazing experiences I've ever seen. And I mean, these guys are just an incredible band.
Buddy, we don't normally see like an 11-piece band showing up for a local gig, do we?
No, and you know, one thing that they have, and they're just brilliant at, they have these three amazing female backing vocals in true Pink Floyd style, and you know they're going to do great gig in the sky, and I've seen them do it, and it is like, you know, it gives you tingles in your spine. It's pretty crazy.
Rocker, you know what gives me tingles up my leg at least? Free tickets, man. I understand, although I don't want to commit on your behalf. But I understand, as we're still promoting, tickets still available for purchase at the Barrymore Theater, I assume. But Rocker, right now, I hear you got a special announcement, dude.
I do. You know, tickets are available at the Barrymore box office, but you can also get them at Star Liquor, Mad City Music, B-Side Records on State Street, Frugal Muse, Strictly Discs, and, of course, BarrymoreLive.com. And so, yeah, Curdy, let's give away one more pair of tickets. I mean, it's going to be just an amazing show. It'd be fabulous to win, and I'm going to be there. I'm going to be having a great time.
Rocker, as long as I can set completely arbitrary criterion for giving them off to the audience.
I would say, you know, give them to, what is it, like customary, like the third caller?
No, that sounds like a plan. We don't do it like that. It's got to be like completely arbitrary, Rocker.
Arbitrary, man. To the host's whim, Rocker. That's how we like to do it. All right, real quick, we only got a couple minutes left.
I see CJ calling. CJ, I assure you, I don't want to see you at the Pink Floyd show.
So, Rocker, what time does the show start? Is there an opening band? What can you tell us about the deets, man?
Well, there's no opening band at all, so it starts 8 p.m.
He mentioned two sets, Dom.
Two sets, and they're going to be big, long sets. I mean, you're going to see everything. It's going to be pretty amazing. So 8 p.m. showtime, there will be an intermission, and 7 p.m. doors. So, yeah, get there. It's open seating, so, you know, get there early so you don't get bull rushed, you know, down in the front.
What about the balcony?
That should be an interesting place to be. That's all I have to say.
Because, you know, Dom and I are kind of a back-of-the-bus kind of crew, if you know what I'm saying, Rocker.
I think I smell what you're stepping in, Gritty.
Hey, Rocker, one more quick one, man. Max Inc. Radio, you guys doing a live show this weekend or just going to the show yourselves?
Oh, well, you know, Gritty, I'm going to be really you know, saddled up with a lot of stuff putting on this show, but I'm going to give a call in. And Jimmy Kay is going to be manning the studio all night. And then interesting, you know, a local musician here in town passed away last week, Nick Clutter from the Pine Travelers. And so at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., Jimmy's going to dedicate that hour to Nick and play a whole bunch of Pine Travelers. And then, of course, Max and Kevy, 10 p.m. to midnight.
When they often play Iron Plow. Rocker from the Max Inc. Radio. Man, you got to play, you know, if the Republicans can play nepotism, why not the Max Inc. Radio crew? I'd be playing my own music too, dude.
Well, it's a lot of fun, you know, and I like to get in there and, you know, kind of put my stuff up, you know, with everyone else's. I mean, we're writing the original music and recording it and getting it out there just like any other band, really, And I guess if I wasn't in the band and I sent it to myself, I would still want to play it.
Awesome. Well, you are the drummer in the band and the hostess with the mostest of the Max Inc. Radio. Tune in right here on Saturday night or join us at the Echoes of Pompeii, the Pink Floyd tribute band at the Barrymore Theater. Check in with the box office there to get free tickets or call in with the Devil's Advocates, giving away arbitrarily. I haven't decided the criterion yet. I won't tell you until after you win.
Thanks, Rocker.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow night. So, yeah, thought you might like to.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Help us fight youth homelessness. Go to covenanthouse.org.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 55 tonight under partly cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 81. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night, lows level off around 58, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki. Currently, it's 82.
We'll be right back.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Weekend, holiday weekend, Halloween weekend, Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling into a
Halloween weekend, baby.
Halloween weekend, baby. And if you're looking for a good time this weekend, how about go to the Dance or Die party tonight at the Atomic Koi? We had fun partying over at the Koi the other night.
Yeah, that was fun.
Finer neighborhood bars, this one in Fitchburg. But we've been telling you about the dance party coming up. Costume contest with prizes. Tonight, Dance or Die party, 8 to midnight. So be there. I might go to a high school football game tonight. It's playoff time, man. Middleton playing at Wanakee. A couple of big schools, and we got little schools playing all across the state. Our pal, Chad Holmes, going off live at 7 o'clock. I believe it's, I'll get it wrong, but one of the Wausau schools, quite good. They're playing towards the state championship, I suspect. And that will play off on Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. So if you like your high school sports, find them there. College hockey. Badgers going off on WFHR. You can stream them on the Civic Media app. And, of course, this great show, Dom, if I ever get back to it, going on right now with your phone calls even at 844-967-2789. Friday with Joanne from Madison. Welcome. How you doing, Joanne?
Hey, Joanne.
Great show. Thanks for taking my call. Back to that topic with Mr. Pelosi. There have been many ads from the Johnson campaign and the PACs and all of that about Mandela Barnes having $600,000 of escorts and security every year.
Well, escorts and security are different things, Joanne, in my book at least.
Sorry. It's Friday, folks.
That's right.
The services that keep him alive.
There we go.
Obviously, the first black lieutenant governor of Wisconsin had threats. President Obama had an extraordinary number of threats as well. And $600,000 is nothing in comparison to the burial expenses we would have had to pay had some idiot taken a hammer to him or a gun or something like that. So I'm very offended at the notion that we can't protect what we have, our precious lieutenant governor, with $600,000. And it was even brought up in the debate that Ron Johnson character brought that notion up in the debate. So I'll let you guys riff on it, but gosh, you know, we need to protect our precious talent when it comes to political forces and stop this culture of violence. So thank you very much.
Joanne.
Yeah, thank you, Joanne.
Thank you for listening. The lieutenant governor, the U.S. senatorial candidate, Mandela Barnes, our friend, has been escorted by state patrol officers primarily. And they act like, you know, he's begging them to go everywhere. No, that is for his protection. And those assignments are made by the state patrol security detail. So, you know, unless I hear some complaints about what Donald Trump putting the Secret Service up at his hotels for like quadruple rates, they have to protect him. He gets to charge them, what, room and board, staying at his hotel while he stays there. Yeah. And then he sticks it to the American taxpayers at like quadruple rates. Or Mandela leaves the house and the security detail goes with at the direction of somebody else from the state patrol.
Well, that's exactly the point. And of course, it's the logic would be if there are additional funds and additional resources being diverted, being given to the lieutenant governor, and it's at the direction of the state police and those folks. Well, if there's more money and more people, man hours being spent, perhaps there's a reason for it. Perhaps because there are more threats to the first black lieutenant governor in the state of Wisconsin's history.
Well, I do recall when the wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Republican Scott Walker, remember when he was out in Iowa trying to be a viable presidential candidate? Didn't last long, but for a while there, he caught a spark with some Christian conservatives. But he told a story from the stage in Des Moines at the Freedom Summit, Citizens King. United Freedom caucus, whatever it was, the summit. But he was running, and you met Donald Trump, shook his hand that day. But
he shook my hand, yes.
Scott Walker went on the stage and talked about the threats against his wife, against Honette. They were going to gut her like a deer, stem to stern. And for years, the man would not leave the Capitol through the door. He would go through the tunnels, through the rat tunnels. Well, they claimed they were so afraid of, the liberal mobs, right? That's the way they were characterized. These peaceful people that reacted to Act 10, the bomb dropped here in the state of Wisconsin. 110,000 people nonviolently, peacefully sort of cohabitated and hung out and protested for a matter of months. And he still jammed it through, right? And never once did violence befall Scott Walker. A, because the left, for the most part, were not violent people. And B, because he always had cops. He always had cops. Why don't they ever compare the bills of Scott Walker's during the recall effort? You don't think he ever justified having a couple extra state patrol guys go with him, after the threats he claimed in his unintimidated book? Oh, I went up to La Crosse and I got in the car and the car was surrounded by the mob. Although I've called local press in La Crosse and they find no record that that incident ever happened, but Scott Walker made the claim. You don't think he had a couple of state patrol guys with him every time I saw him?
Every time.
He had a body guy and a state patrol guy every time I saw him. Because, I got to stand next to him a couple times.
I had lucky thoughts.
But I never acted on them. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. Nice people. All nonviolent. Crabby, perhaps. Nonviolent, I hope. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Crabby isn't even the word. I'm on outrage. That'll hit her on the head.
Well, let's not use that one either. sadly, Jeannie, we try to infuse a little humor in the headlines of the day, but we spent a lot of time talking about songs we would not be playing today. No MC Hammer, no Hammer Time, no Jacob's Hammer, just none of that. You, a little too early, Jeannie, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I just have to say one thing real quick, and that is these guys happen to go after women. They're going after Nancy Pelosi's husband and then Governor Whitmer and our lovely ladies that are representatives. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people are nuts. Their insanity is getting worse and worse every day. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I saw this one today, and I don't even know if it's true. Maybe you guys have heard it. Something about Nutjob Johnson, I'm sorry, that's my opinion, that he needs...
Oh, it's a widely held opinion, but please continue.
Well, I'm just, from observing his behavior and listening to his nutty comments, well, there was something about a kitty litter box. Somebody asked him about a kitty litter
box
schools, and then he said, he's heard about that. And I thought, are you effing nuts, Johnson? there was somebody that was interviewed about them having those stripper poles in the schools for kids. I thought, are you nuts? I mean, these guys come up with the nuttiest crap that nobody can forget about. You know what I mean? And I got one more thing to say, is I feel so bad for any Democrat that has to take on these guys in a debate, because they say so many lies that all of a sudden you're hit with all these gall-dang lies and you don't know which one to address first. So that's why a lot of times you see Democrats having a difficult time, because there's so much BS spewed, you don't know where to start, attacking it, which one's most important, because they're all big bad lies.
Mike. I've heard a few responses of questionable veracity from Ron Johnson.
Well, guys, you have a great weekend. Thank you for covering Obama tomorrow. I'll have my radio on, and thanks for the great job. You've give us such a public service. I just can't thank you enough. And you guys have a good weekend, too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. You have a great weekend as well. And thank you for bringing that up. One of my grievances, some of the sounds, some of the articles we didn't get to during the week. Well, Jenny, you gave us an excuse. If you would, Evan, I know you did all the hard work pulling this the other day. Play Ron Johnson talking about the kitty litter.
I don't know if he's ready
Hi,
for
Senator,
that.
Hi, Senator. Thank you so much for taking our calls. I have to admit that I was a Democrat until 2016, and I saw the light. I just want to say my niece goes to school in West Bend, and she's been telling us stories like that other students have been forcing them to have like litter box to accommodate students who identify as cats. I was wondering if you heard about this and if you've seen what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida with his parental bill of rights. Is that something that you could see happening like on the federal level? Is that something you support? Thank you so much for everything you do.
Well, first of all, Joe, thank you for your support. And yes, I'm well aware of this. I mean, I think one of the things that COVID did is parents were looking over their kids' shoulders, and they became aware of the indoctrination of our children by radical leftists within our education system. It's just amazing. I just heard on a radio talk show how England, for example,
so it must be true.
National Health Service has come out completely different recommendation in terms of transgenderism, saying that this is a phase for children. Don't accommodate the phase. You work with them through it. Don't be putting gender blocking drugs in our children. You certainly don't put them with the sex change operations to minors. I mean, this is sick what's happening. But yeah, I'm aware of the fact that we've got some teachers that are, you know, they're pushing this stuff on our kids. I mean, kids are kids. I mean, they think weird things. You know, they go through phases.
Kids think weird things? I mean, really, Senator, kids are the ones with the weird thoughts.
I'm aware of that. I've heard that. Yes.
You cannot possibly believe that. I mean, but he seemed to thank the man with such sincerity. Oh, yeah. I've been hearing about this for lots of conspiracy theories.
I'm Ron Johnson, and I'm here to help you. Yes, I'm very competently answering your question. Yeah, so thank you, Jeannie, for that reminder. Yes, that guy's up for election in, just over a week.
844-967-2789. I've got some thoughts about the newest federal ruling, Dom. Apparently, activists can stand at the ballot box in Arizona and intimidate voters. And I was going to mention when Jeannie was on that Ron Johnson has been assembling, let's call them volunteers, to go challenge people at the ballot box. As you go to cast your ballot, do not be afraid. But you may have to show a little courage this time. You may have to stand up and advocate for yourself. I tell my son, although he did try calling me during the show, I thought I taught him through the years, Dad does a little radio show this time. But anyways, I tell my son, advocate for yourself. Don't be intimidated. Don't let anyone push you around. Well, if you run into any trouble on election day, you stand your ground, if you know what I'm saying. And I don't mean in the Scott Walker get a gun sort of way. I just mean stay until they let you vote. Don't be intimidated. Don't be discouraged. Don't let some loudmouth conservative talk you out or disenfranchise you through their efforts. And that's part of it, Dom. Right now, the voter suppression's moving into an active phase, if you know what I'm saying.
Exercise your rights. And if anyone, as an observer, gets in your way, then document them as well. I mean, this goes both ways. This is nothing new. We've had poll watchers forever. But don't let people get in your face, no doubt. And if there's any issues, get a hold of your local election officials and let them know immediately. And, of course, if you have any fear for your safety, call the police immediately.
Yeah, it used to be people being educated, you know, civically. Now it's Cleta Mitchell is leading the voter education exercise.
Oh, don't even get me going on her, man.
Well, I'm just saying. Come back. Plenty of time for your grievances. Just be patient, callers. We'll get there next at 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates, the Friday edition, almost the weekend.
You're a lucky, lucky, lucky little boy, because you know why? You get to drink from the fire hose!
of lies.
The 2023-24 Local and Lovin' It coupon book is out now in the community. Once again, you can pick up your books at many participating businesses and all six nonprofits. For just $20, you can enjoy recipes, jokes, contests, and even save tons in the area. This year's book has colorful fireworks on the cover, and it's their 10th anniversary. You'll continue to find great deals on food, drinks, golf, and groceries, and save money in most boutiques. In need of a service? Enjoy savings on tires, paint, windows, travel, and mobility equipment. You can even receive $10 a month at Ho-Chunk Casino in Nakusa. Play the contest and win gift certificates in the area. Find them on Facebook at Local and Lovin' It Mini Magazine. Find books at A Pleasure Break Pools, Avocados Mexican Grill, Blessings Holistic Spa, Bow Wow Meow, Cal's Corner, The Collar Club, Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Danny Kay's Pub and Grill.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. We'll go there shortly at 844-967-2789. Crudy, one of my grievances, we did not get to it, but Cleta Mitchell, you brought up her name. You invoked her name, so I thought I'd address this quickly.
We're not debating here.
To the phones. Of course, Cleta Mitchell, she's formerly at, Foley and Lardner, right?
Correct.
And she was on the phone call, the Georgia phone call, where the
11,000
780 votes. There we go. 11,700. She was on the call, right, as an employee of Foley and Lardner at the time. Now, she resigned after that. New York Magazine did an interview with her, and I want to just read a couple of paragraphs for you so you get a sense of who this person is who's really leading the charge on the Republican side for these poll watchers and voter intimidation techniques. Again, New York Magazine. When we spoke, Mitchell cited a study of non-voters that revealed, she claimed, how little they knew about the issues and the candidates. I am glad those people didn't vote. They had no clue about anything, she said. The left sees them as people who are capable of being manipulated, so they vote as a Democrat. That's what the left cares about. They don't give a rat's ass about increasing participation and turnout. Oh, the author said, well, I said, at least we can agree that voting should be easy and hassle-free, question mark. No, Mitchell screamed. I wouldn't say that. I would not say hassle-free. I don't think you should be able to register to vote within 2 or 3 weeks of an election. You should pay attention. Voting is a right, but it is also a responsibility. Accept the responsibility and find out what the rules are. The left will tell you that it is some kind of voter suppression if people can't vote at 3 a.m. Well, you know what? I think people voting at 3 a.m. are up to something. End quote. Cleta Mitchell. This is the Republican darling in charge of these kinds of efforts.
844-967-2789. One of our friends from the leftist coast, Jake from Eureka, California. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
What's up, Jake?
Yeah, I suspect Cleta Mitchell is actually the sister of Cletus from The Simpsons. You know,
you might be right.
Party is to become, yeah, the Republican Party has become the Cletus Party, literally the party of inbred, low IQ, redneck, racist, hillbilly, white trash, who only care about, you know, hating on black people and brown people. Let's face it. So the Republican Party is, it is a racist party, it is a neo-Nazi party, and Ron Johnson can go right back to Moscow where he belongs.
But Tim Michaels here running for governor has got lots of money, Jake. What do you say to that?
Well, I don't know. He probably married a rich woman. Isn't that the way Ron Johnson
got? No, he had a rich daddy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
totally different. Totally different.
Rich daddy. That's the Bush way of life. That's the Trump way of life, having a rich daddy. Too bad it makes their sons extremely stupid as a result. I mean, God, Republicans, aren't you ashamed of how stupid your political party has become? I mean, literally, if you tell people, if you're actually stupid enough to say, yeah, I vote Republican, then, you know, you get what you get. You get fired, probably. You're going to lose any chance of having sex with a woman for the rest of your life. your partisan Republican, small penis Republican syndrome has destroyed your party. It's about time to do something about it. Seriously.
I don't think they're going on the right stuff app, are they, Crude?
Jake, appreciate your blunt candor, sir. But leave that part to me. 844-967-2789. You can be blunt. And be, you know, show candor. We appreciate that. Let's go back to the Jake line, a different Jake. Jake number two from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Wow, Jake from, what was he, San Francisco, California,
Eureka.
Someplace?
Eureka.
Eureka, oh, okay.
Humboldt County, baby, the Emerald Triangle.
Oh, Humboldt County, that's like DIY punk area.
Talk
anyway.
About being blunt.
Blunt, okay, there you go. So my grievance is, and usually it's against you two, and actually it is, like usual, is that you have raised the bar so high that Dave is like a moderate liberal now. Gary is like a feminist. And CJ is infecting all the other shows. What do you have to say about that? I mean, really, guys, what did you do? I mean, the devil's advocate used to be like, you know, like if you wanted the bottomist of stories about like someone being naked and trying to vote or something, you could always go to devil's advocate. But now, what have you done to my precious show?
I blame Crudy, Jake.
Dominic's more the naked one.
Yes, oh, I am the naked one.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, well, that's a really bad visual.
or a great visual, Jake. Depends on your mood.
But, you know, like the poor Matt McNeil. I mean, oh, man. He gets his, like, the lot, you know, like, he can't even fight against the logic of CJ.
Jake, I'm going to cut you short there because you've invoked CJ's name like four times. He might call. You've talked about a couple of other hosts, and well, we appreciate all the fine hosts on the network. You know, mostly it's all about us. So if you're not going to talk about us, man, call those other shows and complain to them. Do they do Friday grievances?
I don't know. It's trademark, so if they do, they're going to pay us.
I hope they pay us. But then you can use it. 844-967-2789. Catherine from Madison. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. Oh, whoa. Yeah, please. No more CJ. Oh, God.
It's
I
like,
can't even think it, about
you
that.
Know, it's like Candyman. Cumulatively, the audience has invoked the man's name like five times.
It's like Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, I call, this is not a grievance. I just have a question. I really appreciate the new civic media. It's fantastic. I know you guys worked really hard on it, and we need it so badly. And I really appreciate the fact that you're covering all these debates and so forth and having candidates on. This is just wonderful. But I've got just a side issue that's not important at all. Just since you're obviously going to hear, well, I want to listen to Barack Obama tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing him before he was president and then after he was president. And he never seemed to speak as well as president because he was so cautious and he would talk so slowly and be sure that everything he said was perfect, you know. And then when he got out of office, it seems like he's limbered up. So I'm just curious tomorrow to see, you know, since this is a pretty strong fight here, and I just want to see if we're going to get like a fighting Barack Obama, you know.
I hope so. Really, don't you, Catherine? Don't you want to see a fired up Barack Obama?
I do. And you know he's got, I mean, think about how irritated he has got to be. He was on some nighttime talk show, and they said, the host said, what, you know, do you ever think about what would have happened if you did some of the things that Trump did? And he said, oh,
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Local.